Blackstone Audio presents The Campus Murders by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. McCall was accustomed to police resentment, but one look at Pearson's frozen face told him that this chief of police was going to pose special problems. His politeness was painful. "Have a seat, Mr. McCall." The visitor's chair was straight, hard, and cramped for a man of McCall's size, which was not large. But the chair was uncomfortable, not by accident. Nothing in this office happened by accident. Pearson had green eyes that looked as if they had been boiled in salt water. "So you're Governor Holland's man Friday." "You left out the 6 other days, Chief," McCall said with a friendly smile. Chief Pearson did not smile back. "You're a pretty tough guy, I hear." "Not really. I don't care for violence."
"Do you?"
"It's not what I like, Mr. McCall. It's what my duty calls for." "I'm glad you're a man who takes his responsibilities seriously," McCall said. "That's going to make my job easier." The boiled eyes looked at him.
"I'm glad you brought that up," Pearson said. "Just what does bring you to Disquanto?"
"The trouble at the college, for one thing."
"Oh, for God's sake!"
The chief permitted himself a smile of unbelief.
"What's happened to Sam Holland?
He used to be a pretty tough guy himself. Now he sits in that office of his upstate and jitters like a little old lady just because of a bunch of snot-nosed college kids make like great big conspirators.
Look, Mr. McCall, in my job, in my time, I've handled everything on that campus."